teens in the 70s. Summer nights, just you and me. In the spring, we are going to where the sand meets the sea. Come on along to Paragon on the shore at Nantasket Beach. I only dream to hold you closer. Days in the high 80s, ride our bikes for the matcha dives, all the way to Nantasket Beach. Maybe I can hold it closer on the old giant roller coaster. Maybe she will hold me closer. Maybe she will hold me closer. Come on,
come on,
we'll ride, fireworks reflecting her eyes tonight.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You can say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You can write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you can write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Good chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Trials is all
will watch the morning dawn.
All right, that was a Screaming Females, a song called Morning Dove, off Desire Pathway. Brand new Gypsy Moss, song's called Tilt-A-Whirl. They have a full release, I think, coming up later on, but that is their latest single. Once again, great stuff, Tilt-A-Whirl. Started with an oldie from the Spastic Hearts called Rocket Ship. Right now I'm going to play something by, let's see what we got lined up, something by The Killers. Here we go.
Next thing I- to find when you don't know what to do when you try.
You never know what you're going to get when I tune, line up the tunes. I'm not a big fan of hardcore, but there is some hardcore that I like, and that's a band called, well, I can't say the name of the band, because the first name is a violation of FCC regulations. I will say that the second word is up, but that was a song called Anorak City, and I think they're from the Canada. They played recently. I don't know where it was. It's a clip. I saw a clip of a live performance by them. It reminded me about them, and I like them. Even though they're not the norm of what I play, they're a little bit too hardcore, but I mix it up. Before that, Fancy Trash with a song called Ain't About Truth. I think they're working on getting some more tunes out fairly soon. When I get them, I'll get them out to you as well. Good band. The Killers with Spaceman. It's 8:19. Carissa's here, so I'm going to go down and get her and play a few tunes in the interim. I think I'm going to play something by Sam Fender right now, but I'll be back in about 10-15 minutes.
I remember the sickness was forever. I remember snuff videos, cold Septembers, the distances we covered, the fist fights on the beach, the busies wound us up. Do it all again next week in embryonic love. The first time that it's scarred, embarrass yourself for someone, crying like a child. And the boy you kicked Tom's head in still bugs me now. That's the thing, it lingers and claws you when you die. With a grin, cause I was always the fucking joker, buried in the humor, amongst the white noise and boys, boys, locker room talking, lads, lads, drenched in cheap drink and snipe bags, a mirror picture of my old man. Oh God, the kid's a damn hard, can't he chant that, but he looks sad. We'll be right back.
All right. That was Lurid Purple Flowers. That was Lurid Purple Flowers with a song called Is It Me? Before that, Springsteen with Burning Train. Sam Fender, 17 going on. The Sam Fender opened for Bruce over in Europe somewhere, and that's very unusual because he doesn't usually have anyone open for him. So it's kind of unusual, but it's kind of cool because Sam is a big fan of Springsteen from what I've heard. But I'm here with Carissa Johnson. Welcome back.
Thanks. I'm so happy to be here.
Time number 8, I think. I was
really?
Back. I was home logging. I log wow. all my stuff. Like
yeah.
I have a back record of all the guests that have been on the show.
Man, I haven't been counting. I'm glad you were.
I count. And it's been. So I think it's second wow. appearance. I think you've been here once when you were still in Brooklyn, too.
I think it was, yeah. Yeah, that was about last year, I think.
You drove halfway across the country to get here, if I remember.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But yeah, you're back. And
back in town.
Just
back
for
in Boston.
Just for tonight.
Just for tonight.
After that, you're out.
Yeah, I was here for
home.
A show on Saturday.
Great show.
Stayed extra to see you. And
just
back in town tomorrow, back in Brooklyn.
Otherwise, you would have been home yesterday. But
I would have.
Rising
I would have left
up.
Saturday.
But no, it was a great show Saturday.
No, it was so fun.
Yeah.
Oh my God, so good. I had a blast.
And I like that room.
It is a good room.
Yeah,
really cool
it.
Lighting. The pictures came out really cool.
Yeah.
Just like
yeah.
So, sometimes some venues don't have it down with the lights or like the
O'Brien's.
Vibe, but they had it down. O'Brien's has its magic.
Does it?
I think so.
I've never found it there.
Maybe not with the photos and the videos. I know that's a tricky spot for that, but
yeah.
But I feel like it's always a cool vibe in there, like the grunge, and you can feel
yeah.
the walls.
No, any
history.
club that has live music is good.
Yeah,
nowadays.
Exactly.
But
we have
Blue Hour Deluxe out now.
Mm-hmm.
And what led to you putting that out?
Well, I had the idea for it about 6 months after Blue Hour came out, where I was like, I'd love to put out a new edition with like maybe some new songs or just some bonus material. My friend Ryan Manning did some remixes off the Good
yeah.
EP, which came out in 2020, and they just went over so well, more so than sometimes some of the singles I had put out. And we
the
did
Good
a video,
EP.
The Good EP. He did a remix for So Far So Good,
yeah.
which coincided with the music video of me skateboarding through the empty Boston, and
yeah.
it picked up traction like nothing else. And I was like, man, we got to do more remixes. This would
right.
be really cool. So that was what kickstarted the idea. And then Lou Mansdorf from Rumbar Records was like, I'll help you get a new run of these CDs. I had run out of the physical Blue Hours, and I was like, I'm either going to make another, like, you know, copy, make 100 more copies of this and sell them, or we could do a whole new release entirely. And he wanted to get behind it and help. So that was such a blessing, and he's been so cool.
Yeah, Lou's super enthusiastic
mm-hmm.
about all that he does.
Yeah, and it's just been such a cool collaboration, and Vanessa
yeah.
from A Diamond Heart Production is also helping with getting the digital stuff out. So it started out as Le Bleu After Dark, which I'm not saying that perfect. It's a French word for Blue Hour. So that's where Blue Hour was even coined. It was coined
mm-hmm.
in France. So it's like, I have to pay homage to who named this in the first place. And it's like After Dark, like just like, you know, some bonus material. And then I thought it'd be funny to put that on the CD, like put that out as its own thing, and then have that on a CD with Blue Hour, and then also with the Good EP, which was never physical. So
yeah.
there's 22 songs on the Blue Hour Deluxe, and it's just this like...
It's a monster.
Big monster, yeah. it's funny
and
to...
And there's a couple demos in there? Right?
There's a couple demos, yeah. Yep, for Tourist and The Sound. And I just liked how the keyboard
yeah,
sounded
that,
on
yeah.
it. And I remember just sitting in my basement playing with the GarageBand tools and just messing around. And we didn't get the exact sound from those demos in the actual recording. So it was like, they're kind of separate songs. So people should hear these.
Yeah, I'm going to play some of the remixes.
Cool.
And there's two remixes of one song, right?
There's two. On
this...
the last. Oh, yeah, there are. There's two remixes of So Far So Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's part of the middle section of the Good EP. And that's what Ryan did in 2020. And then I was like, we got to do more remixes together. So he did Wasting Dreams and The Sound off Blue Hour, which are on that new little Le Bleu.
I think it's cool because people that don't know you that well, like Blue Hour is pretty much your solo thing with a bunch of players on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get the Cure-Alls in there with a Good EP. They were on the
mm-hmm.
Good EP, right?
Yep, the whole thing.
And then you have some acoustic stuff. So it's an
yeah.
amalgam of all your different sounds all
yeah.
thrown together in 22 song.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy to get it all organized, but It's cool. I'm very OCD, so it's cool to have it all in one place.
Yeah.
And just to see it and to be like, okay, this was like 2020, 2021, and now a new thing from 2023, and it feels like something new is out there into the world until the new music comes, and, just to hold people over.
And the Good EP has like a home now.
Yeah. It's always nice to put things out physically. I feel like there's still a need for that. And even though CDs aren't the most popular format, there's something about just holding it in your hands that makes it different than just digital, you know?
So this probably won't be a vinyl, though, will it?
If I had the funds, I'd have it out on vinyl.
Vinyl is super expensive, and 22 would be like a double, right?
Mm, this would be a double. That would be so cool. Eventually, I'd like to get even Talk, Talk, Talk and Only Roses on vinyl. And
A small run.
That would be cool.
Did you hear what Charles did with the Gymnasium? He put out, it was 22 songs as well. Hanson's Pop and Rock 22 came out last year. And it's just it's just on CD.
Okay.
But I think it would be, and a lot of them are lengthy, I think it would be three LPs if he put it on LP.
Oh my God,
LP.
That's a lot.
So what he's doing is, I don't know if I think this is public knowledge. If it isn't, it is now. I think.
You heard it here first.
Well, hopefully not, but maybe you did. I think he's putting together like a top 10, for lack of a better word.
Okay.
And he's going to put a vinyl out, but it's
like a limited edition.
Yeah.
Small run. That's awesome. Yeah. I love that.
That's kind of cool.
The vinyl
right?
still sells the most of any merch item, so it's worth the investment.
Even more than t-shirts?
I'd say they're about the same.
Yeah, I mean, vinyl, you get your money back because it's super expensive to make, but people are going to pay for it too.
Yeah, it's always worth it. I counted my stock here. I haven't counted my stock in Brooklyn, but I have like 200 Blue Hour vinyls here, and I'm like, man, if I just sold those, that'd be...
You'd be set.
Man, I'd be set for life.
You could go to Europe forever. You wouldn't have to worry about...
I could stay there.
You wouldn't have to worry about...
I could pay rent
in
Paris.
See you later, Brooklyn.
Yeah, who needs it?
I'm going to play something. I'm going to play... Because I played a ton of the Blue Hour, the initial... Obviously, I played that a ton when it came out. So I'm going to play songs from the Good EP and some of the remixes.
Cool. Thank you.
I'm going to play something good now, and then we'll come back and then maybe you'll play a couple for us.
Okay.
Here's something good.
Just look ahead, 'cause it'll lead to some. day when all I wanted to do was to give it up. You asked me why did I stay. Guess I simply believed in something strong enough. Take me off this merry-go-round. I'm tired of circles spinning around. We were found at the heart, now we still are. And I've seen we're falling into dreams now. I see the problems at hand, but I can't hold them. Well, nobody can. Do you know what I mean? It just seems to repeat till we rip at the seams. I just keep yearning to grow. It's a simple task and I'm falling in love again. Take me off this merry-go-round. I'm tired of circles spinning around. We were bound at the heart, now we still are. It only seems we're falling into dreams. Why did I stick around when our days were so wrong and our nights were so difficult? You asked me why did I stick around? Well, I believed in changes for long enough. Take me off this merry-go-round. I'm tired of circles spinning around. We were found at the heart, now we still are. It only seems we're falling into dreams.
I stopped that just in time. We were babbling as we're prone to doing. And I kind of forget songs are on, which songs are on, when to stop songs.
I think we got it though. I think we're getting better.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's about the conversation that people can't hear. Not what we're actually talking about on here. The formality.
What were we talking about?
You playing a song.
Oh yeah. Should I play a song right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, if you want, I was going to say, if you want, you can double, do two now.
Do two. I could do two. Sure.
You up to that?
Sure. I'll do the other acoustic one that's on the Blue Hour Deluxe. It's a new re-recording of a song that I actually put out in 2019 called Middle of Nowhere. And I was never happy with the original recording of it, so I was like, I'm going to take that down and redo it. And I'm just so glad there's a new version of it. So you can get that on the Blue Hour Deluxe. And, yeah. Here goes Middle of Nowhere. Crying. of these days, all these nights I've been wasting will cease to be what seems to me a fence I need to climb. It's only in my mind, I just can't wait until we are in the middle of nowhere. We'll sing along to a new song. We'll sing it at the top of our lungs.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I like that one a lot. I like all your stuff, though.
Oh, I think you were there for the debut of that song.
At Fenway, probably.
Fenway Park in August. Were you at that show?
I didn't make the Fenway Park show.
It wasn't the main field. When I play the main field, I know you'll be there.
Yeah. Well, damn, if you...
You were at the debut of Merry-Go-Round at the Burren. First time I ever played that one.
Yes, I was at that.
Yes. I that's the one that we just heard. That was another one. That was a crowd favorite, so I had to make an acoustic.
Yeah, that's a great song. And this is, what'd you say, is this a brand new song?
This is brand new, never before heard on radio.
Not even on Blue Hour Deluxe.
Even on the Deluxe. This is, we're past the Deluxe now. We talked about it, it's over, it's old news.
I know it. At the end, I know, I'm going to ask what's on the horizon.
It's time for new music.
Yeah. Put this to bed. I shouldn't even play it.
No, we're done.
Yeah. I was going to play one or two more, but
it's old.
I might be
It's
done.
Way old.
Yeah.
No.
Stale.
It had a short shelf life. Yeah. It's okay. No, it's not. It's not that old. We can still play it. We can still talk about it. Maybe just for like 5 more minutes.
A few minutes. Then I'm going to go all, then it's going to be all Brooklyn.
Only Brooklyn. Only what's happening now.
I got some Brooklyn questions down there.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do.
I'm going to play the brand new one that no one's heard before.
Sweet.
It's the new single. It'll drop this summer. It's called Congratulations. I'm happier now. I didn't know it'd be possible. Over here hanging out in your world on the peripheral. I thought I wanted it. You as you leave it all behind, don't you look behind? Don't you look behind? Congratulations, you lost me good. Shook me from the clouds and left me in the sun. Let me to the top just to cut and run. Just lost what no one else had won. Like I guess you wanted. Now you've got what you wanted. It's been feeling like you're searching for some shade. And baby, I can be malleable, but I can't break. Girl, it's so undefinable. The lines that you trace, they get me every time. Such a beautiful smile. Congratulations, you lost me good. Shook me from the clouds and left me in the sun. Let me to top just to cut and run. Just lost with no one else at one. Like I guess you wanted. Now you've got what you wanted. Said you weren't trying to hurt me when you made me a ghost. Said you weren't trying to keep me out there hanging on. And I wanna believe you, but I won't get through any side of this wall. lost me good. Shook me from the clouds and left me in the sun. Led me to the top just to cut and run. Just lost what no one else had won. Like I guessed you wanted. Now you've got what you wanted. Shook me from the clouds and left me in the sun. Led me to the top just to cut and run. Just lost what no one else had won. Like I guessed you wanted. Now you've got what you wanted. Got what you wanted.
Nice.
Thank you.
So you're still writing, still cranking them out.
Still cranking them out.
So when you started out, I imagine, like, part of the reason that you were able to go to Brooklyn to kind of pack up and just leave is because you can play solo acoustic shows. You don't need a band.
Mm-hmm.
So was that a conscious effort, like, back in your youth when you first started?
To move to a bigger city.
Did you, but like, way back, did you think it was important to be able to play acoustically?
Oh, yeah, I think so. It's funny because that's where it started. My first guitar was an acoustic guitar, even though I then went to electric pretty quick because it was easier to play. It was always just me and my guitar and my pen and paper, and that's kind of how it all evolved. And then only ever went to bass because I joined another band and then kind of like fell in love with that instrument. And then, you know, it became a band, but it still was always me writing the songs with my guitar. And the solo project began by me playing solo shows, which then I had no idea how to put a band together even. I was like, I just want to play guitar.
It's a good thing that you did that, because like I said, like, you probably wouldn't have been able to move up and pack if you were just the band person.
Yeah, because that's originally when I was in the band. Like, I decided on which college I was going to go to, where I was staying, based on the location of the band I was in, which led me to stay, you know, put in Boston or Lowell, like, for years, just because I was like, whatever we need to keep the band together. And I had actually applied to colleges in New York before I got into UMass Lowell and decided to stay. But part of me was already leaning there. And I had fell in love with L.A., wanted to live in L.A., tried that for a year. And it really was possible because I was able to do stuff solo. And at the time, like, when I was starting out, I was really into Sharon Van Etten and, like, solo artists and, like, singer-songwriters who had just packed up their guitar in their car and just toured the country. And so there was a part of me that always wanted to do that. So when I got my car, had my guitar, and then I met Vanessa Silberman, who was a touring artist at the time, we just hit the road and did that. And then I was like, wow, this is actually the financially viable way of doing this, rather than having a band, because I tried touring with the band, and on a DIY level, it's very expensive.
Yeah.
But still possible if you do, like, short runs. There's ways to make it work, but
so that trip was invaluable.
Oh my God.
Right?
Yeah. I learned so much. She taught me a lot. We went through a lot and saw so much of the country, and I learned so much just about the whole journey of it, what I can handle, what I can't handle, what I want to do, what I don't want to do. And we had done 10 tours together, all about like 3 weeks each. And
you've done that many?
We did 10, yeah. Some of them were shorter than 3 weeks, but we did 10 different tours. I remember the 10th one, it was called the Bigger and Better Tour, and we were like, this is the last one we're doing like this.
Did you feel burnt out, like you were like 50?
Yep, I still do.
You're like, damn, I feel older than I am.
I feel aged. I definitely, really, I think it did. It aged me in a lot of ways. I think, too, but that's also why I wanted to leave and why I kept dreaming of being somewhere else. I think because, like, every time I came home, my brain was too big for my brain just kept expanding. And I was like, oh, my God, like, I see beyond everything now. I see how small everything is that I thought was huge.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I need to be somewhere else. And it's not really even that far away. Like, L.A.'s far. Like, when I was younger, it was, like, the furthest place ever. And then I was like, oh, it's just, like, 6 hours away on a plane. Like, it's not really that far. But New York's nothing. And it's, like, it's
As we now know, because you're back and forth on a regular basis.
And New York just makes more sense. The East Coast makes more sense to me. And it feels good to be in a bigger city, kind of with some new challenges and more unknowns. And I don't know. I think after those quiet years, I was like, I need a big change. And I think I'm ready for that. I need some fire under me.
Mm.
And to be alone. And to go right back to square one and then kind of figure it out again.
It's kind of a Yeah, I give you a lot of credit for doing that. Because like I said, you can hunker down here and play like here forever. And there's nothing wrong with that. A lot of artists do that. A lot of bands do that. But to kind of try and step out, it is a bit risky and